If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Right now I think we want to talk about kids and how much they suck.
Okay.
It's like kid damage. Like the thing that your kid did. Mm-hmm. Like, talk people out of having children.
I didn't know this was the way we were going with this. I just thought we were all going to laugh about it together.
No, we are. Because it's like, you love kids and they're great, but then you wake up and you realize your five-year-old has gone on a $3,000 shopping spree while you were asleep.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What were they buying?
That's what I was wondering.
It said it included 7 toy cars, $700. So he had other stuff in his cart. He just went nuts on Amazon. Here's the problem. Oh, okay. Don't teach your kids
him.
How to
kid. He knew he wanted the toy cars, and he was like, I'm going to search that. That's a very intelligent kid.
Yeah, but then you had one click pay on. You got to be careful with that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You do got to be careful with that.
You got to, if you have a child, you got to disable your one click.
Unless he knew the 3 numbers on the back of the card, and then he's a very smart kid.
Yeah.
And I'm with Erica.
One of my sister-in-laws did teach my oldest nephew Amazon one click. And I'm like, you're dumb. Why'd you do that?
That's a bad idea.
Yeah, that's your
luckily,
fault.
It's fine. And he knows he can search, but do not place the order. She'll do that later.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a dangerous game.
I just created wish lists for the kids so they can just go in and like keep populating the list.
That's very smart.
Yeah. What was the kid with the Sephora thing?
They always have like the samples and they'll open up like an eyeshadow palette and have it on display and you can try it, whatever. And kids will go in and just like dig out all of the eyeshadow little
hit
things.
The pan.
And yeah, hit the pan, just wreck it all.
They're doing it on purpose.
I mean, I guess.
Or are they stealing it?
No, they're not stealing it.
They think it's
just
like
to
Play-Doh.
Mess it up. Well, these kids are old enough to know that it is damaged.
Well, next time I go to Sephora and there's no samples out, I'll know
it's because of a stupid kid.
Yeah.
They look beautiful, though.
All right. So here's what we want. We want, like, I keep thinking back to this one story of a kid who learned. I remember the first time Noah learned to write his name. We just went into his room and it was on his chalkboard and he never told us that he was even working on it.
Oh, wow.
Sort of disconnected parenting. But like,
you up there?
we went up and he had written N-O-A-H kind of whatever. And it was like, I still have pictures of it.
Wow.
It was like an amazing moment. Well, anyway, this one family, their kid learned to do that and they were so proud of him. And then you know the worst thing you can do, like if your kid says a curse word and then you laugh. They're like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this family was so proud of their kid for learning to write their name that they started writing it on everything and eventually wrote it on the side of the dad's like classic car.
Oh,
like he had like a 60s Mustang and he was like scratched it with a rock on the, that's the kind.
Do you think he knew he shouldn't have done that? I kind of feel like kids know they shouldn't do that.
If you've acted so proud, it's like anytime I do this four scratching motion in this pattern, mm-hmm. they think it's great, then you're just going to put it everywhere. It's
you
your fault.
You think he jumped from like paper and pencil or to like the walls?
Yes.
And then to the car?
And then eventually, he smeared calf's blood all over
what?
The house. No, I'm just saying, like, once you've started it, then they're going to go permanent marker. They're going to go rock on dad's classic Mustang.
Oh.
Yikes.
All right, so if you've had a kid who's done some damage, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text your stories or call.
This is not my story.
Oh, boy.
My mother's. When she was younger, she was fighting with her siblings, and one of them took a baseball bat. And they were trying to hit my mother's head, which, you know, wouldn't have gone well, and went through the wall. Or maybe the door. I can't remember which one it was.
As a parent, I'm torn.
Why?
What?
Mm-hmm. Because the head will heal.
No, it will not.
It's a deductible either way.
I wouldn't be here.
I have to look at the policies.
If that had happened.
No, it wouldn't have killed her.
Full swing baseball bat to the head, an aluminum baseball bat.
That would have caused some damage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
That reminded me. I kicked a hole in the wall once and I tried to blame my sister.
Well, it was probably her fault.
Yeah. What you gonna do now?
Oh my God. Sorry. For reference, her sister is now passed on.
Yeah.
So it makes it less funny. Have your children destroyed anything? Huh?
Yeah. Have you ever opened the door to your kid's room when they're in there taking a nap and they're already awake? And as soon as you open the door, the smell hits you.
No.
And they look at you and they say, I've got a big poop. And you go, I know. I know.
Oh, no.
And
they artworked it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
No. And it's everywhere.
It happens. Oh,
It's everywhere. It's all over them, their things, their blankets, in the eyes of their stuffies. It's like, it's everywhere. And there's just...
Yeah, you have to clean it with fire.
Yeah, it's always bad when it's like, I'll go get her up from the nap, and then you hear the bathtub running, and it's like, uh-oh, something didn't go according
to plan. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and they just... Because they... For some reason, they're not averse to it.
Not at all. No, they're like, oh, this is cool. I can write my name. I can figure out all these things.
I'm going to be ill.
It's everywhere. There's another one that's going to hurt some people in the room. A kid destroyed a $15,000 Lego sculpture just hours after the thing had done.
Oh, this was at an exhibit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like the Zootopia little fox thing.
They made
a giant version. And I don't know if the kid was trying to get a picture with it, but I think he jumped the ropes.
Yeah.
My kids love Zootopia too. That's
and you would want just a selfie with it or whatever, but it's just going to shatter.
It's hurting me on multiple levels.
Mine is not a kid. I have another story, but it's not a kid damage, but I don't know if this counts. Like I was once in a Hobby Lobby and my big fat elbow caught like one of the display end caps of vases.
No,
I knocked about five of them off.
I broke one vase once in a home goods store, and I thought that was bad.
I immediately was like, "Noah, what did you do?"
No,
and the clerks came running over, and they're like, "No, don't worry about it. It happens."
How old was he?
He's like four.
Dean.
I think if they thought I broke it, I would have had to pay. But if a kid broke it,
you could have, afforded it rather than blaming it on your innocent child.
Much. I took him out for things that cost much less. He got Dairy Queen. He got Wendy's. He got everything he wanted that day. Win-win.
Yeah, I do the same thing when I pee my pants in the home goods. Leo, again?
All right.
Yeah, you should call us.
If you have a kid... I think Erica's defeated tone means we're not going to get any calls on this one. If you have a kid damage story, we want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are looking for kid damage stories. I forgot to say this one. Nobody in this room even, you guys know what a DVD player is still?
Yeah,
right?
Of course. Mm-hmm.
But like nobody uses them anymore. We get everything streaming.
Right.
But like I had one of the DVD players that the drawer didn't come out.
Oh, you just stuck
the DVD mm-hmm. in. And my son was like, you feed it the thing. And my son shoved like a pancake in it. Like hard. Like he's hungry.
And it's over.
Yeah, that was the end of the DVD player.
Yeah.
That's no bonus cute. Features.
I don't think he thought. He just thought the thing. It was our fault because we would always go, oh, let's watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. He's going to eat the DVD. And then he's like, shoving like a maple syrup sodden. Nick?
What's up?
What's up?
Kid damage. What do you got?
All right, so when my son was three, you know how we all kind of sometimes, like, leave our kids in front of the TV and kind of let them babysit
your
young child for a little bit?
Yeah.
So, like, he couldn't get the TV to change channels, and he got really frustrated, and he chucked the remote at my brand-new flat screen, my $3,000.
Nice.
And, you know, those things are so thin, right? So the smallest, like, little dent ruined the entire TV. Oh, yeah.
It's over.
When my sisters and I were younger, something similar. We couldn't get the a button to press, and this was one of those old big chunky TVs. Mm-hmm. My sister put all her weight. You remember how they used to have the little flip down panel?
Yeah, to get it to.
Put all her weight on that, trying to get the channel to change. It fell. It hit her in the head.
The TV fell.
It broke. It shattered glass everywhere.
Mm.
We were in big trouble because we were at grandma's.
Oh man.
I think we could do a day of just who broke the damn TV story.
Yes.
Because that's just like his story. One of my friends had a brand new flat screen, and the first thing they hooked up to it was the Wii.
The Wii.
You put the wrist straps on. She's like doing tennis.
And just
boom. Oh, shattered it.
Yeah.
Vivian.
Hi.
Hi.
Kid damage. What happened?
So my younger brother, when I was younger, used to play with my brother, with my mom's phone.
Okay.
And he broke it, and instead of admitting to it, he built a big hole in the backyard and buried it.
Oh, no.
There's no evidence. There's no crime. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I guess.
I'm the only one that knows in the family.
That's not a terrible idea.
Did they find it?
Yeah, because it was ringing in the dirt.
Yeah.
It's still buried in the backyard somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
Love it.
My gosh.
Her boss is like, get your head out of the ground. Get back to work.
Nope. Not giving you that one, man. Danielle?
Yay.
Kid damage, what happened to you?
My then 3-year-old son drove his dump truck power wheel into my parents' main sprinkler wall thing and water shot 60 feet high.
Oh.
Everywhere. The neighbors were staring. My mom was very calm. She said, go turn off the water main. Your dad needs to practice his welding anyways.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It is time for News or Nope. If you're keeping track, we learned definitively that the weakest link is Erica.
Can we all do the song together?
We are going to do it together. But full disclosure, I am turning your mic down to a level that we can barely hear.
I think that's good.
News! News! No! No! News! No! News! No!
Our only real hope.
Wow. I just needed us to be together.
The confidence.
Or no.
I didn't turn her mic down, but I think just the idea of it being lower gave you the confidence.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We're very, very proud of you.
Thank you.
It only took months for you to get here.
Good evening. Thank you for joining the program. Mm. I think we're going to be taking a staff trip to Vegas because the Palms is now debuting Uno in the casinos.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Say less.
I love Uno, you guys, but Vegas is on my do not go list.
You wouldn't go to play Uno?
No. Can we just play Uno here? Maybe we have an Uno tournament. Maybe we take over a bar and do an Uno tournament.
It doesn't replace Vegas. Yeah. You can't get a Fat Tuesdays there.
I've never been a big Uno player. Am I missing? What am I missing?
Uno is the most fun game.
I mean,
you
I've played
it. You have to play it just, with Leo. It's so fun.
To rain down the horror of draw twos on your sweet little child's face.
Yeah.
They're just sitting there going,
hey,
like,
soccer.
Please no more, Dad.
It doesn't have to be about torture.
It does, though, because no, it's one of those.
He's getting me.
Because you have to let them win at certain times, but you're like, draw two, and then they skip their turn if it's just the two of you, and you just go, bam. And some people, I know, traditionalists say the no stacking rule of the draw twos. No, you can stack them. You can get nutty. I've rained down draw twos to the point where I made my son cry and leave the room.
Well, that's Well, that's the observation I've had that no one really knows how to play Uno. You play how you play. And if you try to
different people have different rules. It's like Monopoly. Is free parking, you get all the money in the middle, or do you not? Like, there's a thing there.
I've not played Monopoly in years.
They have Monopoly in Vegas.
Really?
They really do. It's stupid, but they do. Certain places do.
Yeah, I'd be confused on the rules, too.
Yeah. Uno would be dope, but I'm not going to Vegas. But I would go to a bar if we did an Uno. The morning show does bar bingo. Yeah. Why don't we do bar Uno? That's stupid.
Bruno.
Bruno. We don't talk about... Oh, wait. I need to break into news or nope.
Oh.
What?
Breaking news.
Speaking of bars.
Oh, duh. Oh.
We were supposed to make this announcement and none of us... We're always like, oh, Uno. Somebody... I don't have the information.
Oh, it's live at 5. Woo!
Yeah.
It's happening.
Back again. Live at 5. Pow, 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 pow.
I think we actually could have just used our budget to create an imaging instead of
No,
doing
the
that.
Guy who does that, we only wake him up for important stuff.
Okay. But it's July 30th.
Yep.
God, are you going off the top of your head with this?
Yeah, dare I say it's at 5 p.m.
Because it's called?
Live at 5. It's at Brothers in Lone Tree. Yeah.
God, she is crushing it.
Yeah.
The Colorado list has done her proud.
It sure has. And we do have a band.
We don't have a band. We have the band.
Do you want me to say it?
Do you want to say it?
Yeah, sure. It's Fitz and the Tantrums. Woo!
Yes.
It's not Fitz.
All of them.
It's not the Tantrums.
Mm-hmm.
It's Fitz and the Tantrums.
It's both.
Now how much would you pay? It's free, by the way.
Yeah. It's all free. It's awesome.
Yeah. And then it's like a Wednesday night. So if you have work or whatever, just blow that off.
Yeah. And we have some prizes to give away too.
Do we like nobody sent us an official email about it?
Right.
So do we want to just say it. Like I know, but like
Aaron's got the info right before it was final approved.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
by the way, West Arrow Credit Union helping put this whole thing on.
Yeah.
There we thank those guys for that.
For sure.
What kind of prizes do we have?
Am I okay?
Yeah, I think you can say a few of them.
Okay. Tickets to Teddy Swims.
Ooh.
Rob Thomas. The Fray.
Honestly, sell my kidney.
For all these tickets.
Mostly the Fray.
And then there's usually.
Well, you have a chance to buy my kidney. No, I'm kidding.
I may need it here soon. We also then usually have a flyaway as well to give away. Mm-hmm. So
we're working on that one.
Prizes, games, fun, live music, all free.
We'll be there too.
Oh, we were trying to make it an appealing event.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't have to talk to us if you don't want to.
Yeah.
And we usually give away backstage to meet the band as well.
Yes.
Not Fitz, not the Tantrums. Fitz and the Tantrums.
Yeah.
See the thing's going to run out here soon.
Do you want one of us to go?
Yeah, I would go.
Okay, great.
It's still news or nope.
Good evening.
Good evening.
There's a new trend going on that doctors are going to go ahead and warn you against. Okay. It is called freeze branding. This is using like cryo stuff.
Okay. Once again, this shows you if you want real news, there's almost any other radio station.
Ice cold liquid nitrogen.
Okay.
And they're brand, like literally using a branding.
Oh,
like,
I've seen that.
So it like leaves a permanent scar on you?
It looks horrific.
Yeah.
And I almost can't look at it without getting the heebie-jeebies, but I will show you with my computer what's happening here. That looks
gross.
So
you've moved well past it, and now you're on Pornhub.
It wasn't Pornhub. I don't know what just happened.
I know probably a dozen guys with brands. like
because you just you were friends with athletes, and it just seems
and
like
farmer,
this right
like farmer country. They had like
farmers did it too. I thought it was just like
I've only seen farmers do it.
Yeah. Oh no, like athletes like became like a thing.
Any of it, freezing your skin or burning your skin. Yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah, only not, like it started idea. Because that's how you remove warts. So why right. are you doing that with a logo? That's dumb.
Aaron's got beef with warts.
But
that's
isn't it
sure.
like a tattoo? It's just quick and dirty and it just hurts real bad, but just for way less than like a tattoo would. And then it's still permanent.
In the end can be very artful. And this is just like, this is damage. Yeah. This is, I know a tattoo is also damage, but it's intentional, artful. I don't know. And there's something about the brand. Your skin is raised and scarred. Yeah. And this just looked like, it looks so bad.
You look a little bit like cattle.
And by the way, you can develop sepsis from doing this to yourself, so don't do it.
Okay. Well, it could be like natural selection in a new form. So
true.
My friends had sepsis way before they did the brand. Good evening. In some kind of heavier news, John Elway has been cleared of all criminal charges in connection. Yeah. There's a tragic death. His friend and his agent, Jeff Spurbeck, I think that's how you say it, Spurbeck.
Yeah.
He passed away tragically. There was an incident on a golf course where he fell off the cart was in a coma and ended up not making it. But John Elway was there, has been cleared of
John Elway was driving the cart, I believe.
Yeah. Nice. And I used to work at a golf course before
this happens.
Crazy stuff happens with it. The amount of people who drove the carts into the pond is shocking. So I mean, things have, when drinks are flowing and guys are out being dudes, bad stuff can happen, unfortunately. But he has been cleared, no wrongdoing.
All right, well, we're out of time, so the only way to dig out of that is no golf carts will be it. Live July 30th, Brothers Bar and Grill.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oh, you want me to talk?
Well, it's not about me, Erica.
It usually is. We have a big update.
Ooh.
Oh.
I think that Slacker should eat his words.
Okay. You know what? I want to go on record here.
Okay, and you can go on record, and then we're going to be able to go backwards, and we're going to be able to find the first record where you
Here's the thing.
Had a lot of doubts.
Am I crazy, or did all previous audio just miraculously just get deleted over the last couple days?
Happened again, boss.
Yep. Sure did. So there's no way to go back and find any
Darn it.
I don't like you right now. T-Hack, you're dead to me.
Here's what you're doing. Like, we're talking about who is this guy to you? Stepfather.
My stepdad.
Okay.
Is this guy to you? Sounds like gentleman in my life.
It's a weird uncle vibe. He had an uncle vibe to him. And I guess, did your mom ever call him like an uncle when she first started dating him or whatever?
No.
No, you do that like if you're dating somebody.
You do not call
people. Do if you're, am I crazy?
If you start dating someone and you're like, well, kids, this is Aunt Patricia. Like, absolutely not.
You see me dating a Patricia?
I don't know. You want to call them aunts and uncles.
That makes sense. I know what you're saying. Because then eventually it's like, wouldn't it be cool if Uncle
Auntie Patricia
became
new mom?
Yeah.
I was like 18 when they started.
Sorry. Erase. Okay, but like he was in town to do a air quote triathlon.
This is why you need to eat your words.
I know. Well, first off, I could probably do it with a broken leg.
Hold on. Say it again. What did he do?
Air quote.
No. What event did he do?
Triathlon.
Remember what we learned?
Oh, we learned that
triathlon is a three-sport event. Period. Full
sentence. But that's just so dumb because then it's like you could do a triathlon, a frisbee golf, darts.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner. All three, baby.
It is a multi-sport endurance race.
Here's the thing. I love it when you're on my side.
Is a triathlon is an Ironman. You're like, they swim a mile, they run a marathon.
No, it's more than a mile.
And they bike. No.
Like 100 miles.
Right. That's an Ironman.
Okay, but most people think of it as big like that. They don't think of paddle boards. I'm on my sup.
He did. I can't remember how long the paddleboard was. And then he did a mountain bike ride and then a 5K. The 5K was also uphill.
Oof.
And then they had to come down.
As it would be in the mountains. I bet it was also downhill.
So this was like a mountain try.
Okay. Here's all I'm saying. You're not going to be able to have this both ways, Erica, darling, love kitten. Like, you're going to try to pin me into a corner of like, this is what you tried last week. Slacker cursed him. It's his words that made him tear his calf muscle or whatever it is. And then it's like, but now I have to eat my words because something happened up there.
You already had to eat them.
Right. How many words do I need to eat?
Like every day, everything you say.
Okay.
My stepdad, Darren, he's 63 years old.
Oh, wow.
And he came in sixth place for the over 60 crew in the triathlon. Now, I would like to say there was only 10 people.
Eat those words.
But he did complete it. He did really good on the paddleboard. He was super fast. And then he went and did the mountain bike. I think he was still pretty fast on that. The run
was bad.
Nearly took him out because he had pulled his calf muscle a couple weeks ago. But he did it and he was really proud. And he would like to request that when he does it again next time, we get him one of those dry fit shirts because he said his nipples were hurt.
Really?
Yes.
You told me to get a basic white shirt.
Right.
Well, I assumed he would be wearing
wear a dry fit under it.
Yeah.
He probably should have done that.
Or do his name, Andy Bernard from The Office. He taped cotton balls. You got to tape cotton balls over your nipples before you
Darren
run the Michael
knows
Scott.
This now.
I do it before every show. just to be safe.
Can't ever be too safe.
Okay. Well, I do want to say this. Congratulations, Darren.
Congrats, Darren.
Yay.
Woo! Uncle Darren wins one for the soccer show.
And if you'd like to compete in 2 years, he will be doing it again.
2 years?
Two?
Yeah, we can't do next year because of my wedding. Kind of gets in the way, but 2 years.
She found a way, ladies and gentlemen.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It is Other People's Problems, OPP for short. What do we have today?
We have Nicole today. She has a question about her boss.
Oh, okay.
So I said, I have a boss. You can talk to him. He's Slacker.
It's not me. Nicole?
Yay.
HR here. How do we help?
So here's the thing. I am a executive assistant. My boss runs a pretty big company. And I love it here. But here's the thing. He leaves daily. And then when he leaves, he tells me to tell his wife that he's out with clients when she calls or if she calls. So, you know, I was just doing it, and it happened a couple of times, and, you know, I'm just doing my job. This is a decent job.
Yeah.
I've gotten a couple of, you know, decent pay raises and quite a few pretty big gift cards, too.
Gift cards? Like from the company or from him?
From him.
Okay.
And I wasn't... I don't know. This sounds so bad,
like,
you guys.
Christmas or like Tuesday?
Tuesday gift card. And so it happened a few times. And like, I really, until recently, didn't realize that he's probably not actually out with clients, that he just says he is.
Well, aren't you his wife calls. Admin?
Yeah, like,
kind of,
you
don't you know?
Calendar?
Yeah, I'm not trying to be weird here. But like, wouldn't you have it on your calendar that he's meeting Dewey Cheatham and Howe today? Like, wouldn't, like?
Well, not necessarily, because he is known to take last minute meetings.
Okay.
So, you know, it could have been something that wasn't scheduled on the calendar. But then there's some times where he blocks his calendar off, and I can't really see what that's for. But, you know, I'm just the executive assistant. It's not my job to question the boss.
When he's taking last minute meetings, are we talking last minute meetings, or
we're talking about like evening, end of the hour, you know, right before we're scheduled to get off, he's gone, and you know, tell my wife I'm working late. Tell my wife I'm with a client.
So what's your question?
I just was, you know, talking to one of my girlfriends and sitting racking my brain because it just didn't make sense. And I think I've kind of come to the conclusion that he's been lying to his wife, and I'm actually getting rewarded for it.
Oh, for covering.
The gift cards are payment.
So I was shaky on this one. I was like, are the gift cards the beginning of grooming her to be a side piece, like taking good care of her? You seem to like the gift cards. Why don't you stay late with me one night?
Ew.
But if it's not, you feel now. Sorry, was I the only one whose mind went to the dark place?
It's all a dark place.
No, it's all dark. It's all dark. But you feel now that the gift cards are reward for
lying.
Yes.
Yeah, because he's never been inappropriate with me. So, you know, I'm not.
At least there's that.
Yeah.
But yay. He's a good guy.
But she's helping him be perhaps inappropriate.
With other
elsewhere.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like an alibi, I think. And I'm not sure, though. This is the thing. I don't have any proof that he's having an affair or even what he's up to. But I just don't know what to do. I'm a single mom. You know, I really need this job and the extra perks. Like, he even gave me a company car.
Whoa, what? Like
what?
The first
car or card?
Car?
A car. I'm like, the first assistant at the company.
Slacker, where's our car?
Don't have cars?
The amount I've covered for you, buddy.
Wait a minute. Wait.
That's a joke. That's a joke. Wait.
I mean, right now, I can do no more damage to my life.
Oh, my gosh.
Than,
okay.
Nicole, so let me just get the phone number in if your mind is racing and you want to give her some advice. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I think we go on a stakeout. We all join her.
Wait, Nicole.
Pop in the company car.
No.
Do you personally know the wife? Have you spent any one-on-one time with her?
I don't know this lady. I don't. Oh. But I kind of feel like I'm breaking the girl code. You know, it's just certain things as a woman that you don't do. And I feel like by not telling her the truth, I'm betraying her. But I don't know her super well, you know. And I don't even know if this is what's really going on.
Come on, guys. Can we can't leave everything in this OPP up. Like,
he's not having an affair.
He's not doing charity work.
Right.
He would tell your wife, I'm doing charity work.
Absolutely.
He is either having an affair or he's having multiple affairs.
Yeah, he's not doing anything.
Hiring a lady of the evening.
Something.
Yeah.
He's up to no good.
Right, because why else would he say, if my wife calls, tell her this, he would just tell the truth.
If my wife calls, I'm at the
How do we feel about what he's doing with Nicole? With that grooming behavior? That's grooming
behavior.
How do we feel
about it? Bad.
Okay, I understand why, but like,
I like that she's benefiting, but she said girl code. I don't like that she's having to sit there and go, yeah, he's working late. He's not working.
But do you have girl code with girls you don't know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Over taking care of your own kid?
No, but it's
that's
that,
okay.
It's,
so
not,
then,
it's not A to B.
It is for Nicole. Like, if she... If, like, Nicole, are you even remotely entertaining the idea of telling this woman? Or what, like, what do you think your next step might be?
I don't know if I'm calling you guys. Like, I feel compelled to tell this woman at least what's going on. But then it's like, I
don't
cannot afford to lose my job.
What if she doesn't lie once and says, I don't know where he is. I thought he headed home.
How's your resume?
Dude, no way.
But so I mean, what? She's just going to let this skeezy man win?
Listen.
We do that too often.
Listen. What is her job?
Executive assistant.
Who is she assisting?
A skeezy man.
I don't care. Who's she assisting?
A skeezy man.
Great.
Yeah. So, and it sounds like, Nicole, you're really good at it too. And that's how...
It's, like, I'm not you trying just, to be...
I got a car.
You guys, am I crazy? Like, I don't like that the skeezy man is winning. Cheaters are terrible people.
Could she give an anonymous tip?
Oh my God! What are you doing? This is Donnie Brasco.
Out for
what are you doing?
And the wife.
But also, it sounds like it sounds like the perks keep coming the more this happens. So,
should she wait for a house?
He has groomed her into being his alibi.
So you almost want it to happen more to go. What's the other? What's the next gift card I could get? What's the
what
next?
If he does a weekend getaway?
Yeah,
what'd she get for that?
Probably a house.
Yeah, for real. Nicole, this is gross.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you. So hang on.
She's not doing anything wrong, right? I mean,
no, and she just realized it.
Yeah.
It's not like she's been hiding this secret this whole time.
Yeah. It does creep up on you, right? Like, you've just been getting the gift cards, and like, it sounds to me like you didn't even realize it till one of your friends was like, hey.
Yeah. And I felt so silly because he's like, girl, wait a minute here.
And yeah, why do you think,
like,
he's giving
you
a gift card? Every time you're an alibi, you get a gift card.
I just thought I was doing my job very well.
Hang on, Nicole. Any one of you would give up this job.
Oh yeah,
for
anything.
Girl
the thing that's stopping me though, and like, I feel like the black sheep here. I want proof. We don't know if he is having an affair.
Yeah.
But even if he is.
Then what?
I don't know how to say this. My ex-wife was an admin, and I don't think she was covering for anyone. But like, her job is to assist that man.
Mm-hmm.
And she did business stuff for him, personal stuff for him. Like, oh, it's the anniversary. She got flowers. Did the guy buy the flowers or did she buy them? Like, that's your job.
That's yucky.
Yeah,
you are his assistant.
Or kind of like any agent who has multiple clients. Sometimes they're up for the same job, and now you represent one at the detriment of the other. Yeah. But that's the job.
Her job is to assist this man, even if he's skeezy. Yucky. So,
So does she tell or does she just quit and find her? Is it just going to be? I mean, now you're going to lose the perks. And you're not going to find.
Right.
And are there other guys who aren't skeezy who are in this position
who have assistants?
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Maybe
I'm now angry.
This is all terribly gross. If you have any advice on what Nicole should do next, we need to talk to you. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Nicole, who's got a great job, tons of perks. Like, she's getting pay raises, she's getting gift cards, she's even got a company car.
Yeah, I think that the texters have forgotten about the company car. Everyone's like, I don't know what the problem is. I'm like, because she feels yucky about this. Right?
Because she's getting these things because her boss goes, hey, I'm headed to a meeting. If my wife calls, tell her I'm at a meeting.
Right.
I'm meeting a client. Mm-hmm. But he might be. He's not saying I'm going to, like...
Right. She doesn't really know, so she's doing what she's asked, and then the perks are following, and that's, I think, what Erica's saying she's feeling.
But it's a very grooming behavior, right? It's like, you tell my wife what I want you to tell her. Here's a gift card. And slowly but surely, you equate lying to this woman as a positive thing.
So where does her loyalty lie? Is it to her job that's paying, or is it the girl... The woman code, what do you call it? You know,
girl
the
code sisterhood. Is, but it's like, I'm sorry.
No, it's just like being a good person.
Yeah, I think it's
car, free car.
And you're just supposed to go, I feel good about driving this free car.
Yeah.
No payments, free car. Angela?
Yay.
Yay. What do you think?
You know, I'm all about girl code. I've actually been in a similar situation and I told her, but the problem was,
you
even
told
though
the
I
wife?
I told her, I was like, hey, this is what's going on. I've actually seen them together. And it was not enough proof. I was ostracized and basically like treated like I was the problem. So women want to believe our wives, our husbands. We want to believe our spouse is doing the best for us and that they aren't doing anything shady. And so we're so easily manipulated because we need to physically see the proof. I need to see that person. With my husband in order to believe that.
That happens so often. When you try to come clean with somebody, they're like, I don't believe you.
Right, and they don't want to.
If you don't have some video proof or something that you can show her, you're going to end up losing your job. And like, maybe the perks are because you're doing a great job. Maybe they are because he's the person he is. But are you willing to take that chance? Because you will probably lose your job and the wife is going to... Most likely, she knows that it's going on, but she's still not going to believe it until she sees physical proof.
Wow.
Angela, do you regret telling? Would you have done it different?
No, because I knew them, and years later, after everything finally came to an head, I got an apology, and I don't regret it just because that's the person I am, because I would rather know, so, yeah.
Wow.
I don't regret it, but I wasn't
But it doesn't sound like a great idea.
It's not a great idea. I wasn't in a position to lose my job, but I did lose a connection.
Yeah. Wow. I'm flabbergasted at the texters. Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Angela. Why? What are they saying?
Just everyone is like, do your job. Oh, you don't owe her anything.
Priscilla?
Yes.
Yes. What do you think?
Okay. So, I mean, I'm totally about the girl code. I'm a little bit older. I'm 61 years old. Been there, done it.
But...
Oh, there's a but.
There is a but. I was always the type to, there's got to be justice. I've got to get involved. This is not right. And it's always bit me in the butt every time.
All just supposed to be bad people?
No.
You're not a bad person for
knowing the truth?
For doing your job.
For being an accomplice?
For doing your job.
For being an accomplice.
You're doing your job. You're not holding
and you're benefiting
his
from
wee-wee.
It.
No, you're not an accomplice.
Don't benefit from it.
Well, she's supposed to say no to a free car while she's doing the dirty work.
Here's the thing.
Because you're doing a wonderful job, then by all means.
Yes.
But stop being a part of it and accepting those gifts. But she has a daughter. She has to provide.
Yep.
Why is she going to get involved?
If he said flat out, this gift card is for lying to my wife, that's different. He's not saying that. It's like...
Correct.
And I know it's groomy behavior.
Do we worry the gift cards are maybe I'll cheat with you next?
Maybe.
Possibly when that time comes, then put your boundaries down. But then it's your boss.
What if he fires you?
Upgrade the car.
Slacker.
I think we don't have enough proof right now for you guys to be this self-righteous.
You're so gracious.
No, I mean, we don't.
Just seems sketchy. We don't. Maybe he's going to.
I think he's a dirtbag. We literally
just got a text.
We just got a text that said he could just be having one of those late night Chili's awesome blossom meetings.
Yeah.
But they said extra
awesome. Did they say that?
Yes.
It's from The Office.
Oh, no.
Deborah.
That's plausible.
Deborah!
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. What do you think?
I think it's none of her business. She should not worry about it, but she should set boundaries and tell him that she's not comfortable lying for him.
She doesn't know he's lying or she's lying. Like, I wouldn't tell my boss that. I'm not comfortable lying. You don't know that. It's like, I am going to see a client.
Yeah.
I thought he was asking her to say that he was staying late when he wasn't or things like that.
But aren't you always lying on the clock? Like, I mean, because
you're
there for the company.
That,
it's like you work retail. You're like, welcome to the store. This is the best store ever. Do you believe?
Yes.
I don't know. You're paid to say that. I don't
what
know.
What are you lying about, T-Hack?
We're all pretending to like you.
Hey.
I'm just kidding.
The hate today is a little further than needed.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It is time for another entry of the infamous diary.
I've been thinking about this all weekend.
You have?
Yeah.
So, do we do a quick previously on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Previously on, she was having the best day ever.
Right.
Remember?
Oh, that's right. Because the dude who toppled her at the 4th of July party.
Maybe let's not put it like that.
But he did. He
accidentally spiked her with a volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Came into the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And like, then they went out for coffee and then they're going to go on a date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to call. I just stuttered. I got too excited. He didn't want to call because he felt like asking her out on the phone was too impersonal.
His name is Mike.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
And he's friends with their other friends who I feel like are ancillary.
Yeah.
You remember their names still? God, girls are so weird.
Yeah.
Like Katie and Joe are gone, man. We're never going to hear from them again. They were just here to introduce Mike.
You don't know that.
I don't know that. You're right.
Yeah. Well, you have.
They might all
before.
Stand in the wedding.
Is there a wedding?
I don't remember.
Okay.
This was a long time ago when we found
don't
this
don't ask
thing.
Him what your name is.
Name tags. We need name tags in here.
Good point.
Okay.
Okay. So that was July 17th that she had the best day ever. And this is July 19th. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I made the mistake of telling Kim that I had a date. I mean, you go to your absolute hottest friend when you want to look your hottest, right? No, totally wrong. She wants to dress me like a Barbie doll. This is great for her because she already looks like a Barbie doll. I don't know who I look like, but I can't think of anyone famous or perfect. Girl, you need...
What?
It's just like, I can't think of anyone perfect. None of us are perfect.
I know, but like, I think she already really likes this dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it seems like she does have really low self-esteem,
yeah,
especially with her hot roommate, Kim.
Right. Classic hot roommate Kim. Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't want to look like a doll on a stupidly skinny or a stupidly skinny celebrity. I want to look like me. Okay, we're getting somewhere.
Girl.
She dragged me into Forever 21. R.A.P. And
oh, are they gone?
Other stores, yeah.
Are they? They've been gone.
They went bankrupt at least.
But I've seen them. They're always.
What's the
it's like Sears
thing?
Was still around forever. Like they're closing, but then you'd still go to one. I don't
Isn't
know.
Isn't there a Rue 21 or something?
There was
yeah.
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know.
An offshoot of it?
I don't think they were related.
Yeah.
But it was a little more skimpy.
Oh, okay. So Forever 21 is gone.
Mm. Yeah.
Rip.
So she dragged me into Forever 21 and other stores full of sparkly shit. I think I thought I always wanted to be one of the girls who shopped there or looked like they stepped right out of a fashion spread, but I really don't. I'm not going to go to a club or a movie premiere on the scary planet Barbie. I'm going to dinner. I just felt cheap and apparently looked it too. Probably looked it too. The horrible, oh man. The handwriting is getting old.
Do you remember just before we went on the air, Aaron was like, do you want to skim it first? And Eric is like, I got this.
The horrible polyester crap that clings everywhere and sucked itself to every lump and rides up in all the wrong places.
Oh,
okay.
Been there, girl.
One of the girls I work with suggested I look through the People magazine I'm addicted to and get ideas that way. So here's what I want and don't want. All right. On the next page, we've got some things. All this time freaking out over the outfit means I haven't had time to freak out over the actual date. There's still time for that. So then we have a picture of, is that Heidi? Like Spidey Heidi? Like Heidi from the Hills?
I think so, but I honestly don't know.
Actually, I don't know if it is.
No.
Oh, wait, no, she wouldn't have been around yet. This one right here.
Isn't that Heather Graham?
Yeah.
Who the heck is Heather
Graham? She was Roller Girl in
She was in one of the Austin
Boogie
Powers
Nights.
Movies.
Yeah,
for
she
sure.
was. She was definitely.
Okay. She was in The Hangover.
Oh, she's
oh,
the,
yeah.
the stripper.
That's is right. She,
yeah.
Oh.
Okay. So under the picture of Heather Graham, which you can Google.
But obviously, this is 20. Like, this is
so long
so
ago.
Old. This is Heather Graham is basically a child.
Yeah. It says, Kim looks like this without even trying, .. Barbie doll. And then there's a picture of Angelina Jolie. And it says, she seems to think I look like this with an arrow to her. And then there's a picture of Halle Berry wearing like sunglasses, a super mini skirt, calf length boots. And like a sequined V-neck halter top tank top.
Yeah, I'm going to need to see the picture.
Well, I mean, we're going to throw this all on the ground.
Yeah,
right?
Okay. Yeah. And it says, and that I should wear this on my date with Mike. I'd rather look like this with boobs. And it's Selma Blair.
Brown hair. Is that Selma Blair? Yes.
Looking more casual. She said, and I will probably wear something like this, but with less boobs. And it's a picture of, I don't know, who do we think that is?
No. Oh, Sarah
Michelle Gellar?
Yes.
Maybe it is. And she's in like jeans and a swoopy top that really shows off her boobs. So is there more?
We're gonna have to pass the book around.
That's, it. That's how it ends. So she's just planning
just
her
picking
outfit.
An outfit for the date.
Yeah.
We're choosing how much boob to show.
Yeah, it's really about more boobs or less boobs.
Do we feel I swear, like, I feel like she's a brunette, right?
Yeah, she's definitely a brunette.
She points at, she's
she
like,
said,
she thinks
seems
I look
to
like
think
this.
I look like Angelina Jolie, and then she says, but I want to look like Selma Blair.
So I picture her as this mousy little brunette bank employee.
With some boobs.
Don't forget.
Can we all?
I like this, though. She's really excited about this date. I get it. When I'm excited about something, it's really hard to pick out what to wear.
Yeah.
Should we hire a sketch artist to come in and like we describe what we think she looks like? I'm sorry. I think that would be fun. Why is everybody looking at me like I got a
bug
in my head?
We don't have details.
And then we're going to get like the courtroom can, sketches like, where they look like their jaws are on the other side of the floor.
But does she have a big nose or a little nose? Like she have.
I think she has short brown hair.
Okay. I picture her that way too. I picture her much cuter than she thinks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like she's clearly
like
getting attention.
Cute.
Yeah. Like Mike's showing interest. It seems like.
Oh,
like
I love how into this you
like,
are.
She's not an ogre.
Yeah. Like she keeps playing it up like but it doesn't seem to be the case, which I feel bad for her because of that.
All right,
yeah.
I know we're not allowed to do this.
No,
but can you just say the date of the next one?
Okay, so this was July 19th. The next one is July 24th. I have to believe the date
I
has happened.
I am picturing Rory Gilmore.
Oh my gosh,
who?
Alexis Bledel.
Yeah.
That's a good guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have to assume that the next entry will have details of the date.
What did you wear?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast?
Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm not sure. Do you want to? Ladies and gentlemen, we have something to announce.
And I want everyone to take a moment to be kind about it.
Okay. Erica is engaged.
No. Wait. That's not what I thought we were announcing.
303-222-5423. Please text in if this is the first time you've heard it. And also when you text in, say where you've been, like Siberia or trapped under something heavy.
Let us know if this is real triggering for you, because apparently it is for people.
I do want to address that for a second. I don't understand why anybody, like, Hack talks about a hack whenever something happens and people
we
go,
we get it, you're married. Like, no one says that. I don't understand.
No, they don't.
It.
They just,
okay,
it's just,
but I was thinking about this the other day because I was also wondering why. Are they in on it? Like, you know how we make fun of her? Are they also doing that?
No. I don't think, because they don't say it cute like we do.
But maybe we can't.
Don't.
No, we say it cuter than they do. Like, they feel. Wow, you might be right.
I know. Now I'm wondering if they're all in on it. We were misreading the text.
Oh, we just read it with animosity.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know what? From now on, that's the answer.
We're going to read it like you guys are in on the joke.
And they don't say anything about me because they actually hate me.
Yeah. Yes! Irregardless, Erica.
Who do you hate, Texters? We need to know. What's the truth? I can't live like this.
303-222-5423. Oh, look at all the Slacker texts.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
So tell us, there's an update. You've
there
done something.
Update. Yeah. I don't really, I got my dress. I should have said that more.
Can you be specific? Like what kind of?
No,
what?
I can't be specific.
Yes, you can.
Well, no, like, I'm not. I'm not saying shape or whatever.
She can say the shape.
No, I'm saying
absolutely not.
Wedding dress. I got my
wedding dress.
There you go.
Right?
Oh,
why can't you say the shape? It's like saying I can't say if it's.
Because
hold on, I got to acknowledge it.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Would you know the difference between eggshell and ivory?
I would, because we've dealt with paint enough.
You're also probably on the sneakers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I know a cream. Gum. I know an ivory. Right. Gum. Yeah.
If I'm being honest, don't know what color my dress is. I just said I like it.
Ooh,
really?
So yeah, I mean, I didn't ask. Like,
obviously, it's not
pure Borat.
The minute I did that, I thought that was really boring. This break has gone off the rails.
It really has.
I had intentions of coming in here and telling you how special this was, and I just bore at it.
I want to be sincere for 1 second.
Okay.
You, like a sledgehammer, couldn't wipe the smile off your face. You seem really happy about it. Like you have
right
a like
now?
A,
she wore like her a white cheekbones look today. Like
worn
oh
out.
That was because my hair is dirty and I needed something I can wear my hair back with.
Oh.
Girls. Some girl's like, you look so yeah sexy in those pants. Like, these are my period pants. Like, what?
Yeah.
You don't have to tell us that.
I don't think for once we would say that. Maybe Aaron, but.
I've had girls tell me, I'm like, God, I love the way you look at those. Oh, these are my period pants. I'm like, okay, well, thanks for completely shattering the image of. Sorry.
The sincerity has been lost again.
Yes, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, back really to you and your cheekbones that won't quit. You're very happy.
I am happy. We had the best weekend. My mom was in town. My best friend who lives in Longmont came down and we did the dress shopping. And then the next day we went to the venue. So it was a very like wedding weekend.
This is where I have a little umbrage with you.
What is it?
You are one of those people. And I wonder if your friends know that they're being used in this way.
What?
I think you throw around the best friend moniker with more than one person.
You can have more than one best friend.
She didn't say one of my best friends was in town, did she? She said my best friend.
Who lives in Longmont. That's the qualification.
But earlier when she was talking to just me, I was like, who's the other B in the picture?
Right. That is what you said.
What a nice way to talk about Katie, who listens to this show.
Sorry, Katie.
Yeah,
I knew the one B was your mom. But I didn't know.
She's a lovely lady.
But like you just said, my best friend. You didn't say my best friend from Longmont. You said my best friend. So
I've got
the other people, because I was trying to figure out if that's your best friend from LA, your best friend from.
No best friends from LA. Well, kind of.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm a best friend girl.
You can't do that.
Yes, you can.
It only hurts my own feelings when I find out I'm not their best friend. It's really fine.
Like, I find that diluting to your friendships. Like it's they not. Don't. They
don't
all
you
think
have
that,
multiple best friends?
But I don't call them that.
Because you're a boy.
Yeah, I don't call them. Period.
Oh, buddy, I'm sorry.
Oh,
okay,
gosh.
So anyway, so your best friend from Longmont.
Yes, and my mom were here. We were FaceTiming with like my sister, or my mom was sending photo updates to my sister, so I was getting some feedback there. I will say this in a real sincere moment. I thought dress shopping was going to be awful. I have never been like super confident in my body. I just thought like I was going to go and feel knocked down.
Well, and you went by yourself first, right?
I went by myself once like a month ago and that was a good experience.
Completely by yourself?
Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
Smart. Really?
Yeah.
Smart.
Oh, super smart.
Private.
So just the, I don't know what to call it. The employee is like giving
bridal
you.
Bridal stylist.
Bridal stylist. There you go. One of your best friends.
Right. Nicole, I love bridal. My girl.
Oh my God.
That is smart. That is really smart.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was actually really sweet when I went alone. There was a mom and daughter and sister at the couch next to me because there's a couple of people in there at the time. And every time I would walk out, they would go. And it was so girlhood. It was so cute. But yeah, getting to have like your mom and your best friend
one of
do that as well was it was such a good experience. I don't be afraid of going wedding dress shopping, people.
Did you
what
cry?
Was your yeah what was your reaction when you found
no,
it?
No, I didn't.
You're kidding,
because
in the one picture where you're holding the sign says I found the dress, I felt like you had cried.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I was like, she looked like allergies or like
okay, so
you got
I looked
punched in the face.
No.
Kind of.
No.
Just your eyes. Just your face. The rest of you was fine. Help me, Hattie. Help me.
Help me. Behind his eye. How do we know? Wait, no. That didn't help.
Oh
you
my
didn't
God.
Cry?
I didn't cry.
I pictured
cry.
You for like...
So I only, when thinking about the wedding, I only cry when I'm listening to like music. I've been doing a lot of like, when I drive, I put on songs that I think maybe we'll use. And that's when I cry. Here's why I didn't cry. Mm. There were two stunning dresses. So instead of being like, the one, there were two of the ones.
Oh, wow. No.
And we had to pick, and it was very hard.
Did you put them on back and forth, back and forth, back
yes.
and forth?
The amount of times I changed dresses that day.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay.
What was the deciding factor?
One was a beautiful dress, and one was a beautiful dress on me. That's what we figured. Oh. One was like a beautiful dress, but it like wasn't quite as me. So, wow. Oh, it was such a special. I wish boys could go wedding dress shopping. Well, you could.
It does fit a pattern, though. Once again, multiple dresses, best friends. Yes. Like you I think that's
love
that's
things.
Good. You like a lot of things. Yeah. Maybe it's a good sign.
Yeah, branch out, boys.
Come back over to my team.
No, we can't. We claim him.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I know that we just looked it up and this is not true, but I want other people to call and say Mercury is in retrograde.
It's going into,
it's
right?
It's always yes. no, in retrograde.
We're in the shadow of it, which means bad things happen.
Can I? I'm going to go back to something we talked about a little while ago. I don't remember. It was very recently. You're looking for bad things.
I'm not
you
looking
are,
for bad
things. You are. You're looking for bad things.
I am looking for an excuse for the bad things.
Yeah. I'm trying to give the bad things like a little pocket
but
to live
should,
inside.
You should just, like, the bad things are just, bad things happen all the time.
Okay, and you?
I'm trying hard. This show is a cesspool of suck. Not just how we sound on the radio, but like,
what's your point?
I think when we're nice, we get beat up by the callers and the listeners.
We kind of do, but maybe we should just take it. Like, we're so, like, when you got hired, the three of us kind of had a little meeting, like, how long before we break her?
It took about 35 seconds.
If that, like, you got off the elevator and it was just like, it takes no time to get sucked down into the cesspool here. So why do you think there are bad things? Your life is great.
Ready? Are you ready? Okay, let's this go. Morning.
Okay.
My lovely fiance was taking my sweet puppy to daycare and they got in a car accident. And they are okay. They are
That's
okay.
Good.
But there was an accident and Swanson had to meet a police officer.
Oh, that sounds good.
Because had he been drinking or something and they wanted
they
to like
test
roadside
that BAC.
Him?
Is that even... I don't know, blood alcohol content. But that's not the only thing. Someone else on our show has been deeply affected by Mercury in retrograde, and I stand by it.
Yeah.
Aaron?
What?
This weekend. And what? You know what? I'm going to blame Mercury as well, because it's the same thing that happened at Manitou a couple weeks ago.
What?
Oh, no.
Yeah. So this weekend was my best friend's birthday, so we had like a lake day. And
a lake day?
It looked fun. She wore a captain's hat.
I did. I didn't want my
head
getting
burned.
That
in the recap on the gram. Sorry.
Okay, boomer.
Every once in a while.
I didn't know you were so out of touch.
I'm sorry. Every once in a while, Aaron has a hat day.
I love hats.
I know. You don't wear them very often in here, but every once in a while you wear one and it's just like, who's famous for wearing hats?
Britney Spears?
Kind of. I don't know. It feels like there's somebody.
Pharrell?
No, it's not like the Arby's hat.
Gosh, I
like
hope
different
Aaron
hats.
Wears a Pharrell hat.
Mr. Peanut?
I'm just saying it could be a thing. Like TX got a shoe thing.
Yeah.
And like you have a have a hat thing. Because like there was another one that you wore recently that was like.
The one that I got in London.
Yes.
Yeah.
That hat.
Because they're unique hats. Even like your baseball hat has a unique, it's got like, is it like French toast or what's the little guy?
What? It's a biscuit.
A biscuit. There
for the Montgomery biscuits.
Okay. Should we inquire about who the Montgomery biscuits
I don't know
are?
If we
they're
sure.
a minor league baseball team in Alabama. Like
okay.
She's very connected to them.
Anyway, so she rocked a captain's hat, which was very 70s throwback.
Yes.
It was like yacht rock.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was very strange. And then the next photo.
I was in the water, wakeboarding. Okay. Attempting to. I had never done it before.
Oh, no.
No one on the boat had done it before.
But they gave you a boat.
We rented the boat. They gave us, you know, the tube.
And they said, if you die, it's none of our problem.
Yeah, we signed waivers.
She's got a captain's hat. That's like half the thing.
What? So
they're good.
Yeah. So I get in the water and we're like, okay. I couldn't even figure out like how to put my feet in the boots. I was like, should I be in the water when I do this? Should I like stand on the boat and like jump in?
No. What?
Like, how do I do this? So I'm in the water. I put it on. I'm like, all right, give them a thumbs up. Let's go. And they start very slowly, but it's still a hard jerk.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I go face first. I just topple over.
Oh no.
Did you let go of the rope?
Yes, I did. No, I didn't.
Because here's the thing.
Because they stopped.
My cousins had a boat. Yeah. And like the first time they took me water skiing, they're like, no matter what happens, do not let go of the rope.
Oh, really? No, then you get dragged.
But then you get dragged. Yeah, what?
Not only do you
That's
get dragged,
drown.
But the force of the boat drives you as far, it drives you practically underneath the boat.
How close were you to the boat, though?
Because like, I was but far like, just back. Underneath, like, you're just being drugged down, 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 down. It, I mean, it's horrifying. And I'm like, please, for the love of God, don't let go. And I'm like, seeing crashed aircraft underneath Carter Lake. Like, it was horrifying. And then I come, once I finally realized I got let go, they're just at the top, like, oh, don't worry.
Oh, that's my gosh, they almost killed you.
Completely.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Sounds like a good one.
So my head finally comes up out of the water. And I just hear beep, and I'm like, oh no, not again.
That's your insulin pump.
Yep. Something happened. Oh my God. I don't know if it was like the force of the pull on the rope. It just deactivated again. And so I'm like, guys, like I can't, I have to go. I have to replace this. So we get on the boat. I make it back to the dock and I'm like, all right, it's still beeping. I'm going to take it off. I take it off and it is profusely bleeding down my arm, down my leg.
Yeah, that was a lot of blood.
It was so much.
Taking off the monitor caused this?
Yeah.
Your body said, I'm done here.
I'm done. I'm good. Yeah. I'm not even joking. It left a trail on the concrete behind me. It was so much.
I thought you had a wakeboarding accident.
Yeah, no.
Well, she did.
But I'm never going to go wakeboarding again now.
No, you're done.
What are you going to do with the hat?
I'll drive the boat.
Go on boats.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oh my God. Okay, we're going to talk about firefighters. And no, we're not doing the firefighter calendar right now. We just did that. Is that out yet? Soon.
Soon, hopefully.
I don't know if I told you, Corey Rose had her final, like her thing, and all the hot firefighters were there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like bench pressing Amelia Earhart and stuff. It was very strange.
Amelia Earhart?
You're not from here. There was a traffic and weather girl here named legitimately on her birth certificate, Amelia Earhart. And then she eventually
didn't mean the missing.
No, you know, the firefighters found her and bench pressed her corpse. Okay. No, that's not what happened. Anyway, she did do the flight around the world, I think. Amelia did.
No way.
Amelia?
Yeah.
Said, I'm going to follow in other Amelia's.
Correct. I think she pulled it off.
I'm going to hope
that I made it.
And then wrote a book or something, or does speaking engagements or something. Anyway, the firefighters were there. We need to talk about firefighters, but not about that. A couple firefighters got suspended because they gave some hot girls a ride on their fire truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought maybe we should kick that around. Like, what are should they be allowed to do that?
Yes and no.
Like,
what do you mean yes and no?
Yeah, why yes, why no? Why yes? I don't like...
Yes, I think anyone should be allowed to go on the truck.
Which is correct. The chief said people are allowed onto the truck while it's parked for education or PR purposes.
While it's parked, not moving. You cannot go for a ride.
Yes.
But if you're going to give cute girls a ride, you got to give ugly dudes a ride too. Like,
for
you don't get to just choose. Yeah. Like,
if these were children, we wouldn't have a problem with it. But they're not children.
It's also firefighters. Like you got to work with what you got.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I have both of my brothers. My wife's brother is a firefighter. The man who married my sister is also a firefighter. I've toured the fire station a bunch of times. These guys.
So both your brother-in-laws, but different ways.
In different ways. Yeah.
Okay.
They work their butts off. The hours are terrible. They're away from their families for overnights. Like, I mean, and the pay is not great, but they're ripped and they're sexy. So you got to work with what you got.
Yes.
If that's what you got it, you're a hot firefighter. Why would you give some hot girls a ride?
If you do nights at a radio station and you're not bringing chicks up to the studio, you're an idiot.
There you go. That's
this
great.
That's all you have. You're
Men
making $4
gross.
An hour. Huh?
Men are very gross. Because you know what I was thinking about the firefighters? What if my fiance, my husband, is a firefighter? And he's at work, and some of the dumb rookies are like, let's bring the hot girls up. And
that happens.
And then he's
still
in trouble.
Faithful to you. He's still like,
I'd like him to stay away from that.
That's going
to
happen.
He can't leave the truck, though.
Well, right. Because the girls should leave the truck. Because then if it literally says if an emergency came, they'd have to stop to let the girls off.
Yeah.
And they'd be later to the.
So you're weird about. Your fiance.
I just am saying, like, now everyone who's on the truck, because some dudes were like, bring the hot girls on.
Yes! Yes! It's all we all, that, all we ever want. The, bring the hot girls wherever you're going.
Choose their net. Like, I don't. This is one of those moments where this is going to end with them calling us hogs. And I don't even care.
That's a daily occurrence.
It
these
is,
days.
But it's like some men.
Yeah.
You got
myself
you got
included.
Yeah. Okay.
At a certain point, start to choose their career path, not based on where the most money is, not based on how will I be able to raise 2.3 children and send them to an Ivy League school. Like, you don't think like
you
that.
Do it
you
because
go
of women.
Yes.
Hey, Aaron, quick question. When you decided to get into the career of radio, did you ever think dudes will love this?
No.
Right.
I didn't do this job because of that.
You were trying to be a rock star.
Yes. I'm a nerdy little boy who could play guitar really good. And I'm like, what am I going to do with this? Oh, I know exactly what I'm going to do with this skill. The only guys who were getting more play were firefighters.
You didn't.
I didn't do it because then I was stupid and I was like, it became too easy. I okay. know that sounds stupid.
Pick a side.
No, yeah. no. I know that that's, yeah. Erica, you do not get to roll your eyes at me like that.
It was a good roll.
No, but it was like too easy. I was like, this isn't fun. So then I made
the
a conscious effort.
The guitar playing or the girl getting?
The girl getting. Like, after a show, you can do anything you want with anybody. And I wish that weren't true. But so many women are just like, they just get caught up in it. And so
what about,
I made
like, getting a good 8 hours of sleep and having a good meal.
Then you're not a firefighter. You're not wired to be a firefighter.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story. Despite what most people might think, I think bowling, pretty cool.
I love bowling.
All right. I'm going to cancel this whole feature
pretty
right
cool.
now.
Cool.
All right.
And I've got a story that will make you think twice before calling 911. Which is usually not the advice they give.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
All right, this story comes out of Indian River County, Florida.
Let's go!
Guys, are you okay?
I'm okay!
This is very Florida man
okay.
because a man called 911 after he was out on his airboat and he called them and said, hey, my airboat flipped over and
oh,
one
God.
Of my passengers is missing. So
oh,
they send out
my God.
A huge rescue effort. They call it deputies, fire rescue, oh, sheriff's God. Marine unit, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation
God.
Commission,
oh, my God.
The U.S. Coast Guard Black Hawk helicopter.
Oh my
what?
God.
Yes, we got to save this person.
When
That's
they
alligator
arrived,
country.
The boat was not flipped over.
Oh.
Instead, this man, whose name was Derek Howard.
Here's looking at you, Derek.
He called and made up that story. Because he had run out of gas and he wanted help immediately.
Oh, that checked out. Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. So he was charged.
We got a helicopter that petrol in.
Yeah. He was charged with misusing 911 and filing a false report.
Was there even a passenger at all?
I don't know.
Okay.
Great question. I mean, the passenger was missing if he was alone.
What? Okay. That is a pro tip. Don't call 911. Got it.
Okay. For dumb things.
Right.
For dumb
yes.
Things. Okay. Definitely call
right.
it for others.
Yeah. If you really lost
for
your passenger, call them and they'll,
yeah,
scramble.
My story is out of Pittsburgh.
Classic. I hate Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I do.
What? You do?
I don't know. I just have a little bit of a chip on my shoulder about Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Well, there is a special event in Pittsburgh that I might have to book a vacation there for.
Okay.
It was the local area naturalists. Oh. Decided to host an event at the bowling alley.
Oh.
It was, I'm not sure if I can say what it was called.
Do it.
Yeah.
Balls Out Bowling.
Yeah, bowling balls. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Bowling
where
balls.
Participants were encouraged to bowl in the nude.
Oh, nope. Now you can't say it.
There are a bunch of nudists.
Don't say it anymore.
Yeah. Bunch of nudists. Women had the option to wear bottoms if they preferred, which I don't know. Why would you be a part of that group?
It would be I would think the men would want the option. So
right, but then the women have.
Frrr, you know what I mean?
Like, do you ever think about like if two bowling balls like accidentally clinked on your your own?
What are you talking about?
The first thing I thought when I heard the title of the event was, ouch!
Like you're standing next to the thing on the ball
when
return.
When it comes up and then you're like, why am I standing over this?
Yeah. I'd be standing over because of the air thing.
Right.
You'd just be like, oh.
Do they still have to wear bowling shoes?
Yes, shoe rental was included, so you did have to have the shoes. Yeah. You're right, yeah. Yes. A lot of nude people took over the bowling alley.
Wow.
Tommy's 8-year-old birthday party. In for a surprise.
Aww. Hey. Yeah. The ugliest thing you can be is nude with just bowling shoes on.
And then the run up and the foot back.
Well, you're like, seeing like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting a lot. Mm-hmm.
All right.
We'll be hosting our own Slacker
no,
show.
No, we're not doing that.
All right, those are all the stupid people we could find.
Wait. I might pick up the spare.
Oh, yeah. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.